Thanks for joining me. Love Midday Madness. Love having so many of your calls and your texts. I'll read a few more of your texts out very shortly on the Temper text machine. Temper, a mattress like no other. 0433 98 11 16. That text number if you want to send through a text. A bit later on the program, Brad Johnson's going to join us. Terry Wallace is going to join us. We also hope to bring you the Grand Final Eve press conference with the coaches and the captains. So we'll try and bring you that live in about half an hour from now. But David King, who's part of Fox Footy's coverage, which kicks off tomorrow from 2 p.m. in the afternoon. So that'll be 2 p.m. because it's p.m. afternoon. Yep. Saturday countdown, longest kick, greatest hits before a rotating panel of all the Fox Footy stars building up to the big game on Fox Footy. 5:04, you can catch it. Kingy, part of that big team, and he joins me to have a little bit of a chat about what might happen tomorrow night and what might happen at North Melbourne. Welcome to you, King. Great to have you on. I appreciate your time.
Nah, no problem, Dwayne. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How's your club, your old club? Because as we know, it's now official that Rhys Shaw will not coach North Melbourne. Who do they target? Michael Voss got interviewed last year. Does he have to go through it again? Is Ross Lyon an option? What kind of list are they going to put together for the coach selection panel as well? What are you hearing?
I don't expect the selection panel to be much different to what it was last time, to be honest. I think that, you know, you've got some quality people down there that'll have a great understanding of what the football club needs. They'll know its shortcomings. And outside looking in, you can pick holes in that and say there are quite a few. But, you know, they know where they want to go and what that plan looks like. Clearly, this is not what they were expecting to do at the end of the 2020 season. So I think all balls are in the air, Dwayne, to answer it simply. I mean, I'm not sure who's on the panel just yet. They haven't finalised that. But I'd be hoping there would be someone on that panel that's had success at selecting a coach in the past. Someone like, you know, Robert Walls, Lee Matthews, that style of person. Paul Ruse appointment to the club, I think will be crystallised in the next couple of days. You know, a mentoring type role, or he may have some role in this as well, which would be fantastic. But outside of that, I don't think the coaching search should be limited to anyone. I mean, this is an opportunity to talk to every prospective AFL coach out there. It is a much sought after job, Dwayne. I know where the club's at the moment, but there are only 18 of these roles in the country. So talk to everyone, whether you think they're a 5% chance of doing the job or a 75% chance. It's irrelevant at the moment. Just go and have those conversations.
So did Vossi get interviewed last year for the North job or not? And will he be interviewed this year? If he did get interviewed last year, I presume he wouldn't have to present to the same panel again. But there are some saying that he didn't actually get an official interview last year, did he?
Well, I think he'd have to interview again anyway, Dwayne, because it's okay. A different set of circumstances. I mean, the club's at a different stage right now than probably where they thought they were or where they were last time up. So I don't think he did from memory, okay. but I'm happy to be corrected on that.
No, I've been told that he didn't get interviewed last year, so that's official. Then if the amount of people that are telling me in high places, including yourself, are right, then he didn't last year, so he'd have to present again.
And this is the situation more often than not, is that, you know, first time coaches or second time coaches, guys who are coming up again, you don't pick up a team that's ripe to win a flag. I mean, you more often than not get one that's bottomed out, that needs a refresh, that needs some stripping back, and there's some work to be done. That's the primary function of a new coach into a new opportunity. So, you know, very rarely do you get the Chris Scott situation where you take over a team that's, you know, ripe to win one, or, you know, the Nathan Buckley situation. So you just got to work with what's there. And I think it's an attractive proposition. Get your hands on the wheel and you've probably got 2 years of grace. I mean, where else do you get that sort of opportunity?
So is there a Chris Fagan out there, someone who is experienced but hasn't coached before? And I presume they need to get someone who has got a fair back catalogue of experience, even if, like Chris Fagan, it's not as a senior coach, but it's been as a long-time person in the game at senior coach level.
Yeah, and that's the challenge now, isn't it? I had a conversation this morning with a guy that I respect enormously from over in the West. And he threw up the name Peter Sumich. Now, I hadn't really thought of Peter, but he's been involved with the West Australian Under-18 program, doing some great things over the last few years. And he's a guy that's actually knocked back opportunities to coach at AFL level in the past, many moons ago now. But he's done an awesome job in football for a long period of time. Was only out of AFL football system because of some disagreements with some senior coaches at that time. And he stood firm on his philosophies and beliefs and couldn't part with those to do what the coach wanted. So he stepped out. So there's people like that are great football people. You know, I threw up Mick Malthouse just off the top of my head last night. I don't know where Mick's at in his life and whether he'd want to come and coach for, you know, a two-year opportunity that might grow into a five-year opportunity. Mark Williams, the same. I think that you just don't start with a narrow idea of four or five names. Just open the doors and see what walks in.
You sound like you're after someone, or believe they should be after someone, with an extremely strong character, someone who has almost, you know, can walk in with a shield of steel around them, because that's what Mick Malthouse has. That's what Mark Williams has.
Yeah, that's just my personal opinion. I do think that. I think that you want someone that can come in, who's not afraid of to be combative to the media every now and then, to stick up for their football club, that is a supporting arm-around type coach, that's extremely positive with his boys, coaches with a firm hand, but says, you know, these are the non-negotiables and we're going to do it in your own individual way, blah, blah, blah. We've heard this sort of rhetoric before. There's not a lot of easy options out there when you form hard and fast criteria. So that my view is, don't go in with something that's so rigid that you overlook someone that that is the perfect person for the role. So it's a tough four or five names to throw up now, Dwayne. So I just don't think it's worth doing. Just open the doors and invite all to come and show their wares.
Before I ask you what's going to happen tomorrow night, Kingy, you sound really positive about your club. In this time of shakiness, you'd sound pretty optimistic.
I think we've got a good handle of where the Kangaroos are at. You know, there's been a lot made of, you know, decisions that have been made over the last 12 to 18 months by others. I don't necessarily subscribe to all of those. I don't think every post has been a winner. But I think the list side of things going on in the background, the vision there, I'm aware of that. I think they've got half a dozen young guys there that are going to drive the core of the Kangaroos' fortunes over the next 6 to 8 years. There's five or six there that, you know, are looking for another half a dozen to come on board over the next two seasons to build. That's how it happens. There are no easy options in AFL football, and the quicker you get your head around that, the quicker you can look for those small wins. They're not going to be an extremely successful club in the next 2 to 3 years, and if you think that, you're delusional. So just sit back and accept the reality and be positive about it.
What happens tomorrow night, Kingy?
Well, this is a beauty, isn't it? It's yin versus yang, really. They both are great teams and they do it in different ways. One thing we do know is we've got a couple of stars out there in Dangerfield and Martin who threatened to rip the game apart for either club. You know, we've got the great story of Gary Ablett, and then we've got the coaching stories as well. I mean, Damien Harbick could take his team into that immortal discussion. You know, they could really seriously put their name up there with the Brisbans and the Hawthorns, and in fact probably even go past them, because they've done it in a different way. I think from a coaching point of view for Damien Harbick, he's changed the game with what he's done with this fleet of foot sort of flanker type players that just inject speed all the time. It's not necessarily clearance related. It's brilliant to watch. And Chris Scott, well, I think when we've gone from calling him home and away, Chris, to now probably having to recognise him as a coaching great if he can get this done. I mean, two premierships, you know, finals across a decade. It's a hard CV to pick apart. So I think there's so much on the line tomorrow night, so much to play for. I hope we get a close game, and I'm sure we will.
Yeah, it's going to be the biggest rubber stamp of any outcome from the grand final if that Chris Scott coaching rubber stamp comes down hard. It's going to be a fascinating game, and I can't wait to watch it, King. You can't wait to watch pregame on Fox Footy either, so we'll be watching you from 2 on Fox Footy. Thanks for your time.
Did I hear you say Geelong?
I did say Geelong, yeah. By a goal, Kingy, how's that sound? In a close one, an extra time.
Like I like it. I like
can we
it.
Get
good
extra
luck,
time?
Mate. See you tomorrow.
Good stuff,
extra
David
time.
King. Extra, is that okay? Can I ask for that? Cats by a goal on extra time?
Oh. 100% you can. 100%. I like how you go a little bit left to centre. I like it.
Do you have the first...
Who kicks that goal, by the way?
Who kicks it? Gary Ablett Jr. He kicks it, just to stamp it all. And he kicks it. He kicks it just before the siren sounds, but it doesn't roll through until after the siren. How's that sound? We have to go to the replay just to see that he got the kick away.
I'm concerned. I'm concerned about you now. I think
I've been thinking too much about it.
It's been a long year for all of us. I'm now starting to get concerned.
Good stuff. David King from Fox Footy, good friend of mine and a good friend of SEN. Fox Footy's grand final coverage kicking off at 2 p.m. tomorrow with that Saturday countdown, longest kick, greatest hits, and a rotating panel of all the Fox Footy stars on Fox Footy 504. One of those, Brad Johnson, is also going to join us after the break. Sam Edmund, SEN chief reporter, to join us. Terry Wallace to come. And we'll try and bring you that press conference with the coaches and captains, the grand final eve press conference as well during this hour. You with Dwayne's World.